this, like, hey, everyone.
That's cool. What's happening? We're back again.
I don't know how to
find it. We're Cindy Keza.
Are you doing this? Look at
we're
this
going
man.
Everything.
He's so fancy. He's got double
we're
angles.
We're doing everything today. Well, this is what happened. The first one was a fail because the volume wasn't good.
You're trying to get fancy with your fisheye lens.
I know. That's what I get for trying to be too fancy.
Our masterpiece.
It was amazing. The content was amazing. Everybody was going wild. The crowd was just, it was on fire. But they couldn't hear us.
Yeah, happens.
So that happens, you know? What do you want to
do?
We
were just talking about Bumble and your dating life. And
yeah.
Swipe right.
I think that's probably what happened is that probably you convinced me that to stop letting people record the show. That's why. How do I say subliminally?
Oh yeah, and then you were talking about waxing your half back wax.
Yeah, you don't want that. Nobody wants it. It's like a real thing, right? You just want to go full on wax and not half. But Cindy's gonna be performing it Off the Hook tonight. The shows are sold out, which is amazing. Thank you so much, guys. You have a huge following.
I love Naples.
And, yeah, they love you, and it's because you're so good. You know, and then they enjoy that, but you're going to be back March 1st through 3rd.
Yeah, he's making me do 7 shows in a row. I might die, everyone.
I know. I look at right now you might die because I'm driving and
he's
I got
driving like a
so
maniac.
Many different cameras going and everything else. I'm pretty sure that one is not legal. I'm guessing.
Probably not because it's really right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be watching the road.
I know.
This man is nuts.
That's okay. People commented on my jacket. They said my jacket, thank you, because I wanted to play checkers today and I wasn't sure. That's not very nice. I mean, jeez.
He looks nice.
My jacket looks too checkery? Is it? Is it too much checkers?
It's a no.
I'm so self-conscious now. Oh my God.
Is it too
this
much
is
checkers?
Too much.
It's not too much checkers.
Too much. That was a good comment, though. I kind of liked it. It was funny that someone wrote that. Thank you for reminding me I want to play checkers today.
All right.
That was cute. That was cute. I don't like it, though. Don't make fun of me. It's my show.
Yeah.
So,
we just did some radio. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. I got to take you back. Now I got to drive the opposite way to drop you off.
You made me meet you at the Cracker Barrel this morning. 7:30 this morning.
I'm trying to impress you. I bring you only the best.
Cracker Barrel.
Only the best for you, Cindy.
This man knows how to wrangle
you know
a girl.
What I'm saying?
Right?
I really
meet me at the Cracker Barrel, 7:30 a.m.
That's right. I'm trying to, you know, make a good impression on you. What do you think? I just want to go to this isn't IHOP. It's not like I'm taking you to freaking Waffle House. Come on.
You did buy me a Dunkin' Donuts though. You did.
I brought you Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Hey, Colin, what's happening? You guys are live on the Captain's Log. By the way, the podcast can be downloaded anywhere you get your podcast. You can download it. We do it live, but then we'll put it up. I have like a whole crew of interns now. We have 3 interns.
Whoa.
Marissa's in the back. Look, Marissa's in the back.
Hey, Marissa's awesome.
Yeah. She would have been much more awesome if she actually recorded the first show that we did.
Oh, come on.
I know, but listen, you know, I have to grade these girls.
How do you do it?
I have to grade these kids. You know, it's not all fun and games. This is a real thing, right? You know, she just got to, her education is in the captain's hands.
So is her life with this camera
right?
stuff you have going on.
Oh my God, Marissa, your poor parents, they're probably very upset right now. You're getting a quality education live.
I know. What the heck am I learning?
What are you learning? I'm telling you, God, I think I'm getting nothing out of this.
Oh my gosh.
I get nothing out of it.
It's green.
Oh, all right, fine. Maybe I get something. But Marissa, speaking of which, did you see the new Captain Brian's vodka and rum labels?
I did.
Do you like them better?
I do like them better.
I know. And we're working on them very diligently because we're trying to get it to come out. The new vodka, I have my own vodka and rum, and it comes out.
Oh, wow.
December 1st is hopefully the release date.
What's it called?
Captain Brian's vodka.
Captain Brian's rum. Hello. I mean, really?
Something isn't working.
We're just doomed today with Facebook. Well, no. They just... You know what it is? You're heating up this show too much, Cindy. You're bringing too much heat to the captain's log.
Swipe right.
Yeah.
Swipe right. Swipe left.
So which dating site are you on?
I'm really not active.
Oh my God, here we go. Live, she can't say it.
No, I was on Bumble for a while, but then it was really funny because somebody that had come to one of my shows, they sent me a Facebook message like, somebody's impersonating you on Bumble. I'm like, no, that's actually me.
That's so funny. Somebody has your account on Bumble.
Like, no, that's just me on Bumble. That's me.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
but you know, swipe. I like swiping. That's where they get you. The swiping is fun, you know?
Yes.
And then you match, and you're like, oh, I match. But then I'm like, I don't have
time. Are you one of those that just keeps swiping and matching? And oh,
yeah,
my
and
God.
Yes.
That's the worst.
But I'm just so busy, you know? Like, I'll swipe, and then I'm like, I really don't have time to date, you know?
What if they're a catfish?
Yeah.
See? You don't.
Well, how many times have you been catfished back then, Marissa? You don't or you do?
I don't.
Wait, you don't even meet them?
No.
What do you do?
I don't just swipe right and then they message me and I'm like, okay, cool, I have all these messages.
And you just do that to feed your ego. She doesn't even want to date you, guys. Guys, stop swiping on Marissa.
I know, I paused my account, reopen it, paused it again.
Oh my God, that's really, what do I say? All right, so you're just building it up to confidence.
Good for
it's good for your confidence.
Yeah, you
and then
building.
I see people out and they're like, oh, I think I saw you on Tinder. I'm like, oh, really?
Jeez, yeah. It must be somebody who looks just like me.
I've never been on Tinder, but I was married. And then when I got divorced, I was like, what is this dating? What's happened to the dating
the
world?
The dating world is,
like,
is
insane.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
What do you do? You're on the road all the time, so how does that work?
I just don't really date.
I know. I keep telling you.
Because I don't want to be like, oh.
It's not like we can have a committed relationship, Cindy. You're always traveling, and I just can't be alone that much.
You're so needy.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Emotional.
You're so needy.
I am. I'm very, very needy.
And demanding. Telling me I have to get my tattoos removed before you'll date me.
I know, but you're working on it. You've been a year in so far.
I'm trying.
She's committed to date the captain.
I'm doing it just for you. Yeah.
No, I date women with tattoos.
Netflix and chill, ladies with tattoos.
No, I don't. I don't. I actually. Oh, I gotta cut off this guy.
Oh
thank
my
you.
God, you're being
he must
so
know
dangerous.
We're on. He must know we're on the captain's log. He let us cut in. He knows.
He's so like, driving and watching.
No. Netflix and chill is good with whether you have a tattoo or not. But I don't just specifically have to chill with a tattoo or not. But I would go either way. Tattoos are good. But my parents, they think it's the devil.
No, they like me.
Well, they like you, yes. They're loosening up in their older years.
They're sweet.
Years,
I like
20
your
years
parents.
Ago,
they're
a tattoo
so nice.
In my parents' eyes was like...
Well, it's like prison.
Exactly,
or military.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's
and now, they even are like, oh, wow, okay, that's a pretty, those are nice. I think you changed it for them.
Really?
I think so. Really?
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting them removed. They're like, we were right the whole time.
That's
no,
true. This is true.
No.
So what are you going to do the rest of the day?
Take a nap.
Really?
Yeah, I'm tired.
And I have class.
You have
she
class?
Has school.
I have school.
I have to work.
Some people
got to work around here, guys.
See,
it's not all fun and games on the captain's log.
This is a man with a job. Swipe right.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. So, no, your friend, let's talk about your friend Jen. What's her name? Jen?
Oh, Jen, yeah. I think you should go on a date with my friend Jen.
Jen, Cindy's trying to hook me up with you.
Yeah,
so.
Jen, I hope you're watching. You should go on a date with Brian.
It's only been, like, what, 2 years that you guys have known me, but, you know.
I don't know. You were married then. Now you're not married.
All right. That's true.
Right?
That's true. You've been trying to say, I know what you're holding out for me, and you didn't want Jen to meet me. That's what it is. I know how this works, Cindy. Don't
now,
try
Jen's
to disguise
gonna
it.
You, now my friendship's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
Oh my
you're
going
to be like living vicariously through Jen. Oh my God. He had his abs done yesterday. How did they look?
Yeah, what was that hot melt abs? Melty abs?
Yeah.
I call it melty abs.
It was, instead of the cool sculpting,
it was
a warm sculpt. Yeah. I don't know. I feel good. It feels good. It feels interesting.
I don't get it. Like, so you can freeze your fat or you can melt your fat.
Yes.
I'm confused.
I guess whatever, either way you do it, the cell breaks up.
Yeah.
And once it breaks up, then you, like, digest the fat and then
you
eventually
pee it
you
out.
Go pee-pee. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So how long many treatments do you need for your
well, that's how they always get you, right? They always are like, you're going to see improvements in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
4 to 6 weeks, I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
I got something else going on. I don't have time for this. I need, like, instant results. I'm very on-the-spot instant. Hey,
yeah.
Yeah, I got to have it immediately.
How's your Botox? Your forehead's frozen.
How's it look?
It looks good.
Yeah, it's hot.
Last time I was here, you just got your Botox.
Yep.
Are you going to get some filler?
No, she said I don't need filler.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too fat for filler. I don't know. I don't need filler. Maybe I should get my butt done.
Ooh, Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah, what do you think?
I know someone that did that.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
I should do that live.
Yes, you should.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's painful. You can't sit for like
oh my God, you can't sit?
You can't sit. You can't lay on your back.
Nothing?
Yeah, there's someone that I knew that like they took all the fat from their stomach and they put it in their butt. Like
wait, I don't think the butts have to be that big anymore.
Have you guys seen the show Botched?
Yes. They're swollen.
Yeah, big butts aren't a thing anymore, I don't think.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Making a statement on the captain's log right now.
Because I don't
now.
Have a butt.
You got to go with like, not those gigantic booties. You know those ones?
Like Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing anymore. I think it's gone.
Oh, it's out of style?
Yeah, I'm saying that right now on the captain's log. I'm going live and saying it. It's not.
You're a real trendsetter.
I am. I'm a jet setter. That's what they say. The captain is really a big jet setter. I'm going big butts aren't a thing, and that's what I'm sticking with.
So now we have it. We have it. Okay, good to know.
But I'm good with an average size booty.
What is an average size booty? What's average?
Those ones that you don't look at and go, damn, like that's a huge butt. That's just a good one then. Right? When you look and you see that huge bubble butt, I don't think guys are digging them. I think that was like, I think that was an Instagram fad. I really do.
It's nuts. It's all nuts.
Yeah.
People are losing their minds.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm blowing everyone's mind right now. What do you think? Lindsay, what do you think? Shelly? Rob, you hear me? Talk to me. I don't know. Good morning. Hi.
Hey!
What's going on, guys? We're live on the IG, too, on the gram.
Oh, one's Instagram and one's Facebook.
Yeah,
now
yeah, yeah.
I know what's happening.
That's
I
what
thought
it is.
You were doing, like, the double angle just for fun. You know,
two
so
angle?
Options.
It's like a two-angle view?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not that good.
Yeah.
I'm not that good. Sorry to disappoint you.
Yep.
Yeah. Lindsay says, baby got back.
See?
My anaconda don't want... What's your favorite?
Oh, boy.
What's your favorite? You like 2 Live Crew back in the day?
You know, I wasn't a huge 2 Live Crew girl.
What's your favorite booty music?
Booty music?
Yeah, like a booty shake, like,
ooh.
Because you're backing it up. I know Cindy Kez is backing that ass up.
Ooh, Mystical.
Well, oh, yeah?
Shake your ass.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
that's a good one,
right?
Isn't that Mystical,
I
right?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I love hip-hop.
Yeah,
I do, too. 90s hip-hop, yeah.
That's my fave.
Right?
Yeah, I'm always like, Alexa, play 90s hip-hop. Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I impress the women.
Really?
Yeah, and they're like...
You have a lot of ways
when
to
did
impress
this,
the women.
When did like, this come out? I'm like, oh, before you were born.
I've got your whole spiel. You're like...
Just kidding.
Hey, I'm a captain. Come to my boat. I also have my own line of rum and vodka, Captain Brian.
I have to have angles. I got to have some kind of gimmick.
Yeah, and then
this
you're like, you're
going to
be
you know,
so excited when you see my new abs. I just had them done
that's
for you
true.
Before a date.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, I had them melted. I had them melted and massaged. Yes.
No, I'm not really paying attention to you. My eyes are just really open because I just had Botox.
Listen, it's 2018. You got to stay up on your
game.
Hey,
you do.
There's people swiping on people that
it's a tough. It's a tough go of it out there.
Yeah, they're swiping and they don't deserve a good swipe.
Just
they don't deserve a good swipe.
No, that's what maybe they should have swiped on me. I don't know. Who knows? I'm trying out my game. Like, it's tough competition.
I know. Tough out there.
Right? Jeez.
Tough.
Especially when we have all these trends.
Yeah, what's the newest one, Marissa? What am I missing? What do I need to do next? Maybe I should do like butthole bleaching.
Oh, come on!
Why, you did it?
I didn't do that.
I thought you told me you did.
I've never done
you
that.
You so texted me that.
Oh my God.
I can't believe. She doesn't want to tell the truth, guys, on the captain's log. I get it.
Wouldn't that burn?
I get it.
Oh my God, I never texted you that.
Maybe she
did.
Hey,
what's up, Brian? Can I book a date? Oh, I'm just getting my butthole bleached right now. Just, that's
what I'm... Come on. Well, it made for a good laugh anyway. Maybe she didn't text you that. Maybe she did. Who knows, guys? I think she's trying to be very personal today. She doesn't want to give us all our secrets. I understand.
So that was really deep. We went deep there.
Yeah.
Bleaching
balls. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be embarrassing, though.
I think a lot of people do it.
You think?
I think they do.
I don't know. What if they leave the bleach on too much and you get, like, ring around the butthole? It's like, I burned it or something. That'd be terrible.
Hey, you know, you just don't know until you try. That should be your that's your next captain's
log.
I'll
do it live.
That's the next captain's log.
All right. All right, guys. You heard it here.
You don't know until you
try. We're going to drop Cindy off. The poor thing, she's been working all day, all night. And I made her get on the captain's log twice today.
Because you got the sound.
Yeah, it was an epic fail. And you'd think that my intern would be on the game. And
she's fired.
Yeah.
I love her.
Guys, say hi and bye to Cindy. She's the best. We're going to see her in March. March 1st through 3rd, you're going to be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. March 1 through 3.
Yeah, we can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah. Stop. It'll be fun. Stop texting me in between, because then I'll miss you too much.
Oh, okay.
Only text me, like, the week of. Then I'll know I'll get to see you again.
All right.
All right,
guys. That's fair.
If you want to see us, download the podcast, The Captain's Log. We love you. Bye.
Bye.